Welcome to the Teaching Self-Government Podcast with Nicolene Peck. Improving your life, uniting your family, changing the world.
Welcome to the Teaching Self-Government Podcast. I'm Nicolene Peck, and I'm joined here with my daughter, Paige Baumert. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Paige, today we are talking about something so exciting. In fact, I feel like people are going to really get into this. It is about simplifying self-government. So everything here on the Teaching Self-Government channel, we talk about self-government. We're going to go into what that is here in just a minute. But you know, sometimes when we're learning a new language, a new principle, a new concept, maybe some new skills for how to communicate, we end up making it seem like to ourselves that this is going to be really difficult because it's new. And first off, these principles are old. They're more historic than they are new, but we're relearning them in our modern times. And so what we need to recognize is people actually have communicated deliberately like this for a long, long time. It doesn't have to feel as awkward as you might think it's going to be. In fact, people, thousands and thousands and thousands of families all over the world have learned self-government and they adapt it to what they're doing in their homes and it works out for them. But we want to make it just a little simpler for you today. And spoiler alert here, but there's going to be some free cool stuff that we're going to be talking about that you can get your hands on that will make things more simple for you. But Paige, before we get into simplifying self-government, we have a tradition on the Teaching Self-Government podcast where we talk about a fun family activity. Now, this one's just a little bit different than we normally do for a fun family activity, but I actually think it's kind of a good idea to do as a fun family activity. What do we have for a fun family activity today?
So to go right alongside all the fun things we're going to be sharing today, we have an app. In case you guys didn't know, it's the Teaching Self-Government app. And on this app is something called the Job Jar. Because over the years, there have been so many people that are like, okay, we talk about extra chores, you know, we talk about consequences, but I have no idea what to give my child for a job or if it's, you know, suitable for their age or, you know, I just draw a blank. And so we created the Job Jar as part of our TSG app to generate jobs for you. You can input profiles for all of your children and their ages and all that jazz, and it'll generate jobs for all your kids, and it'll tell you how long it takes, and if you need it to take a specific amount of time, you can customize it that way as well. But we put a lot of work into this Job Jar, so that way, you know, you just have it with you all the time, no matter what. You know, because I remember growing up, we had a glass jar on top of our fridge with slips of paper. And that was our Job Jar.
It was literally a jar. It was literally a jar. So I have to show you. Okay, so the app looks like the, you know, what I should have done is had cool, like, screenshots to pop up on here for people that are going to see this on YouTube on video. Anyway, but it looks like the logo, the little house, right? That's what the app looks like. Here's the homepage on the app. And you can see over here, there's a little jar. Anyway, over to the right-hand side on the bottom of the app, there is a little jar on the menu bar on the bottom. And when you push that little jar, then what you see is you see this place where you can add different avatars of your children. So you can push add more people. You can type in their name. You can pick on different avatars that you want to pick for them. So they could choose, I want to be the cow. I want to be the lion. I want to be the monkey, you know, whatever it is. They can pick that. You can put their name in. We can put in their birth date. And it's not like down to the day, but it's the month. Okay. So we put the month and the year, so that the Job Jar knows the age and developmental level that you're going to need the chores to be. So when you type in, my six-year-old needs a five-minute chore, well, a five-minute chore for a six-year-old is different than a five-minute chore for a two-year-old, right? Or a three-year-old. So this is going to make a big difference. And of course, 15-year-old different as well. So it helps you be able to do that. It's fantastic. There's a tab called Manage Jobs where you can add jobs from your own house. So I've typed in, I mean, I actually went through, this was a huge love, like a labor of love for me. I went through this whole project of taking every job that I'd ever used in my house and organizing it by developmental level and by time that it takes to do it and everything else.
Wow.
And then I put it in, it was like 360 some odd jobs that are in there. They may not all apply to you. You may get rid of a couple of them. By the way, if you get rid of them, they can't come back. Just remember that. And then, but then you also may want to add some of your own. You may say, hey, at our house, we have a special thing that we do here. And it takes about this much time to do it, and I already know that. And so we type it in, and then it can be one of the things on the list for the jobs as you're pulling them up for your family. Anyway, it's absolutely fantastic. So then when you're ready to do a job, you just pick a person, you say, okay, I want to add a job. Then you pick how many minutes you want that job to be. Maybe I want a 5-minute job. Boom, three jobs pop up. Okay. And then if I don't want those jobs, I can push the shake it up button. More jobs will pop up. I can shake this and more jobs will pop up. I pick it. And then once I pick the job, I assign it. Then I can go click the job. There's even a little timer that tells you how long it should take. This one should take 1 minute that I picked, which is check the mail and bring in the items. It should take about 1 minute, unless your mailbox is really far. Then it might take longer. But for, our mailbox was super close. Anyway, and so then you push the little play button and it starts counting down, and then it will ring at you when it's done. And when they're done, you can click, did it. And then there's a list of all the jobs that they have done recently, like within the week, it keeps a list of those. So you can see what things are
Nice.
doing, what's been doing. You can use this actually for daily jobs if you don't have a daily job schedule type thing. We're not talking about that in this podcast. We could do. But the
That's
fun
another
thing we
rabbit hole.
Yeah, the fun thing we wanted to just tell you was get on this job jar, show the children how it works so that when they earn an extra chore, you can be like, hey, let's pull out the job jar. Let's see what it
Yeah.
says. It's
And
kind
if
of
you already
fun.
have the app and you're like, that didn't work for me, just update your app because we've had a couple updates since, and it's been recently.
Oh,
So.
wow. That's actually a really good point because every so often we update the app. And so just removing it from your phone and reinstalling it, golden. Things change when you do that. So that is actually fantastic. All right. So, Paige, we got to talk about self-government and how to simplify it. But what is self-government? Let's get a definition so that we can start off on that to begin with.
You bet. Self-government is being able to determine the cause and effect of any given situation and possessing a knowledge of your own behaviors so that you can control them.
Correct. And I'm not going to go into detail on that, but we're looking through that lens today, obviously trying to help you examine your behaviors and learn cause and effect better, but also helping your children do that and having the resources that you need so that your children are learning self-government as well as yourself, because it's for all people. That's how it's a principle. So that's how you know it's for all people. Okay. So Paige, let's start out by talking about things that people do to make teaching self-government, or we call it TSG, more complicated than it needs to be.
So, actually, something that I've noticed a lot in doing the group mentoring sessions and stuff like that as part of the TSG parenting course is that a lot of people, they will read or study just a little bit, and then they will just try and shoot and implement all of it all at once, even though they've only read a little bit. Or, maybe they got the idea of the four basic skills, but they didn't learn about correcting or pre-teaching or praising. And so they're like, okay, this isn't working. I've got the skills. Why is it not working?
And
When
how
you don't
come they
have
don't have not how come they're not disagreeing appropriately still, even though I taught it to them? And it's like, well,
Yes,
you
or they
have to
haven't
have
learned
a
about tone or how to analyze situations so there's different principles and skills that we teach that all come together and help, they hold hand in hand to create this support and this foundation. And so I see people trying to jump in, which is awesome. The initiative is great. I'm
They're
like, okay,
motivated, maybe
yes.
even desperate. Okay,
Yeah.
let's talk about what it really is. It might be motivation. It might be like, I'm so inspired, I'm motivated. But sometimes it might be like, we need this so bad, like so bad. I don't even have time to do the learning. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that I have seen.
Yeah, that's actually, I would say that's a big one. That's a huge one. And that does make it more complicated. So they're thinking, I'm going to make this easy. I'm not going to read any of the books. I'm not going to do any trainings. I'm just going to like learn a couple of things and go. That's going to make it simple. I know it, right? And then they struggle and the children are like, "I thought we were being calm, Mom. How come you're suddenly yelling at me?" And Mom's like, "Because I don't know a better way to correct because I never learned that yet." So that's a really great one. I think other things that people do that make it more complicated is sometimes they put a lot of pressure on themselves, Paige. And I know you and I
To be
have both seen
perfect.
this. Yeah, to be perfect. And I know there's some people that struggle with perfectionism. And if you do, the book for you is The Power of Calm by Nicolene Peck. There's a whole chapter in there on perfectionism. Hopefully, it will really help you like get out of your head on that so that you can allow yourself to take steps forward that are not perfect, because you never get perfect at anything until you put it to the test again and again and again. So practice, what, right? Practice makes perfect. How many of us heard that when we were little
I know.
children?
Well, because that's also,
Yeah.
I mean, the opposite of what I just described is also what I've seen. People be like, I really want to go through the whole entire course and get every single bit and piece of information before I start implementing anything. Which
And they
that
want
can
it
also be overwhelming
memorized.
too. Yes.
They want it down. They're like, I want to know I'm not going to make a mistake. And I think they
But you have to
mistakenly
put it into
assume,
practice.
right? I think they mistakenly assume that because I'm teaching it, that I'm perfect, that I've never made a mistake before. And that somehow that when I taught my children, I never had to say, hold on, let's redo that. That wasn't done right. 'Cause that would not be
I
true
can
if you think
testify
that.
that that is not true.
Yeah. It's not true. You learn and grow, and even though you were raised with it, now being a mom and being on the other side of it, now you have a few bumps, right? That you have to go through because we're humans. And that's just how it goes. So don't put on yourself the pressure that you have to have everything memorized. In fact, I would say give yourself some helps. We have created helps so that you do not have to have every single thing memorized all the time, because that's a big burden. And sometimes when people do that, then they like try to memorize it. They're not using anything to help them along the way as they're in that learning curve. And then what occurs is they start, it sounds different every time. And if it sounds different every time, the toddler's like, what's happening? Is this
The
new?
language consistency isn't there. And
Exactly.
they go on repetition, right? So when you say the same thing over and over, you're like, okay, eventually, oh, they got it. Okay. But
Yeah.
if you're changing it up, they're like, I don't know what to do here.
Right. Exactly. And it's not just the toddlers. Like, let's be honest. If we want to decrease anybody's anxiety, we have to have it be very predictable. So that means it needs to be the same. I know that can seem boring to you, but I promise you, it makes your life so you don't have to deal. Like, every day doesn't have to be about corrections. Like, it's so nice. It's
No,
so
usually
nice.
what I tell people is, you just get as much information as you can. If you're studying for a couple hours every day, or even if it's just like a 15-minute slot, when you can, learn as much as you can, but pick one, maybe two things to focus on per week.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Okay, so Paige, there are different methods of learning, teaching, self-government. We could go into great detail on these, but we're going to be kind of fast here and just talk really quickly about the ways that people learn teaching self-government and the pros and cons. So it no matter what your learning style is, we can help you. That's where we're at. If you want coaching, we can
Pretty
help you.
much.
You can get a call with Paige. You can get a call with me or other mentors. You can be part of the course. So do you like a course? Do you like to go at your own pace? Be able to refer back to it as often as you want. Maybe take it in little chunks and then implement, chunk and then implement, and have a mentor to talk to. Well, that's the TSG parenting course. So we've got that. We've got other little mini courses that add supplemental things like, oh, we're really dealing with technology in our family. Okay, well then you probably need parenting in a tech sexual world after you've already done the TSG parenting course, right? So there's options and layers that people can build on. We also
And a
have
whole lot of
in-person
support.
training. Oh yeah. We have in-person training. There's support for all of these methods. Like the TSG community is invaluable, where I'm answering questions every week and
Well, and I know there are quite a few mentors that we have who are very personable as well, who is like, hey, this is how you can contact me personally. If you're like at the end of your rope, please shoot me a text or whatever it is.
You get to know them, and it's like, listen, I've got support there. I've got people in the community I can ask questions to. I can ask Nicolene questions. There's the Nicolene bot that's part of that that you can even ask questions to. The Nicolene bot can't seek inspiration for you like I could, but you can get a lot of quick
Hooray
answers
for
right there
AI.
and probably have some very interesting conversations. And she does a pretty good job. She does a pretty good job. I'm not going to say she's perfect because I haven't tried her in everything under the sun, but
Yeah.
I sure have a lot of stuff to feed her, so she can do a
But
lot
Nick.
of but then also there's reading. You can read books. You can read books to your children, read books to yourself and highlight them and annotate them, which is what I love to do. But then also sometimes you're just so strapped on time and you're like, if I have to read this, it's going to take me 2 years. I need to listen. Fine. There's audiobooks. There's ebooks. You can read on your phone on the go when you're on a flight or on your Kindle or whatever you do. We've got all of that stuff covered for you as well. So there's just so many things and so many helps. And the pros and cons, I think I've kind of shared some of those. Some things may take
It
you a
really
little bit
just
more
depends on how
time.
you learn and absorb information.
It does. That's exactly right.
And
Okay,
everyone's
so
different.
let's talk about how to simplify. So one of the big things that we really wanted to hit on for simplification, we've already touched on a teeny bit, which is that TSG app. Okay, so if you're watching this on YouTube, then you're going to see me showing it, and I really should have a slide. But listen, we are just two ladies who are trying to help people learn this the best we can, and we keep things simple. And this whole thing's about simplify. So guess what? We simplified. Anyway, so you can see on the bottom of the app, if you happen to install it and get it, and if you're listening audio, just do it so you can see that there's a tur if we go right to left, there's Job Jar, and we already went through that in the Fun Family thing, and then there's Nicolene Bot, which you can click and you can ask the Nicolene bot questions. You can type it in and ask a question, which is fantastic. Then there's the big button in the middle. It's the home screen where you can have the recent articles, which I need to write more of, let's talk about. Anyway, podcasts and then support calls. So if you are part of the TSG community, there is a support call that happens every week. I answer all your questions. You can access it through here. You can get the call-in information here. You can see the little phone here that says support calls, and you can see all the different support calls are going to pull up. You can see at the top it says ask a question. It gives the call-in information for the recent call. Then if you click on the final tab, it says learn, and you see it says articles, videos, podcasts, digital learning,
I love that.
articles, videos, podcasts. You can kind of assume what those are going to be, but let's go into digital learning. If you go
Digital
into,
library.
oh, sorry, I'm reading it backwards on a screen, upside down. Okay. Anyway, so the digital library, thank you. TSG Digital Library. You can see there's even children's books that you can get digitally. Okay. If you want to show them to the children on a phone or an iPad or whatever, there's audio classes that you can listen to, like five social lessons every child must know, or Becoming a Joyful Adult, Cultural Parenting Revolution. There's all these audio classes.
I love it.
Then there is, you can see here, Parenting a House United ebook, and then Parenting a House United audiobook. So you can access it there. There's cue cards, and that's with all the books. Okay, it's going to
Right.
be there. There's resources like the cue cards and the choices map. So now these things are soon to be, really soon to be, hopefully by the time this launches, soon to be available in-app purchase in the app if you wanted to purchase them there. But you also, if you purchase them on our website, then they're just available here. Like you can just have them through the app. It's a way easier way to access them rather than
And they're right at
logging
your
into the
fingertips.
website every time. Yeah. Okay, so here's the digital cue cards. So check this out. So you've
Look at
got,
that.
yeah, oh, whoops, see if I can swipe it. Okay, see that? You can have them right on your phone. There's eight of them. You can go through all of them. It is fantastic. All of the steps to all of those. Anyway, so I mean, it's incredible. And you can have the same thing with both different choices maps. Now, the one thing you can't access at this point on the Teaching Self-Government app is you can't access your courses. We have another app for that. It's called the TSG Portal. So, Right now, those are separated. At some point, they will all come together and they will be beautiful. But right now, if you buy a course on the website or a training on the website or something like that, or if you want to have the chat feature for in the TSG community and stuff, that stuff is all accessible on the TSG portal. And so you can have that too. So, I mean, I just wanted you to know, you guys, you have no idea how much work, how much love, how much money, how much sweat, has gone into not only creating each one of those things individually, but then also making them available for you on an app so they're right at your fingertips. So you can go, how do I learn best? Should I listen to the audio? Maybe I should listen to the audio to get through this. Maybe I'll still get the book. Maybe I have it on my shelf. And when I hear that part in the audio, I'm going to go pause and I'm going to go highlight it, or whatever. Like, still try to learn the best way you can, but we want you to get through it. We want you to have the information. And you know what? If you've got those cue cards and the choices map right there on your phone, you can be like, okay, so where are we at? What comes next? What do I say next? And you don't have to be making up as you go and making more confusion for the family. And you can train yourself. You can self-govern yourself. So,
So many
Paige,
awesome resources there.
yeah, so many awesome. So, Paige, I want you to give them something to simplify. So not only if you keep to the exact language, does it simplify, and it doesn't have to be as complicated as you think because you can literally read it off of a card. But when children are small, or they're struggling with their language, okay, and they can't say as many things, they can still use these skills, right?
100%. In fact, I mean, I'm sure a ton of you know at this point if you've been listening to the podcast. I have twins. They're 2 years old right now, a boy and a girl, very different personalities and
Oh,
both stubborn in
night
their own
and
ways.
day, night and day. Yeah. Definitely
Anyway,
fraternal, fraternal.
yes. But it's been interesting because, in fact, just recently we've been starting to implement making sure that they have extra chores whenever they choose not to say okay or choose to throw a fit or have a tantrum or, whatever it is over a no answer or an instruction. And I love being able to, once we get calm down, once we're there,
Step
it's
number
like,
one, get to calm.
yes,
In fact,
that's
that's probably
right.
one thing that people can do to simplify is do you realize you might be saying too much before it's time? Step number
Yeah.
one is always to get to calm.
Yeah.
Then we do the
So,
teaching.
but yeah, once we get them there, then we just have a simple conversation. A lot of the words look exactly the same as when I'm talking to my 4.5 year old. We'll say, okay, just a minute ago, mommy told you, no, you can't do that. And you looked at mommy and you went, and I'll put on the face and I'll make the noise that they made so they can see what happened. And I say, we don't talk like that. That's not calm. But now we are calm. But since we weren't calm before, then we've earned an extra chore. Okay. And so usually at that point they say A, because that's their how they say okay. They say
Right,
A.
they can't do all the word yet.
Yeah, and so and I accept whatever version of the word that they give me. I'm not expecting perfection, right? Because it blossoms over time. As they continue to use it, they start adding all the proper sounds and whatnot. But then it's really awesome to see them actually go and do their little itty bitty extra chore that takes 10 seconds. And then they come and as soon as they're done, I go, you did that so good. Well done, Grayson. He loves his high fives. He loves his praise that way. And so anytime I get very animated with my praise, he always runs at me with his hand outstretched, waiting for his high five. So yeah, it's very cute. But it's just using that simple language and understanding that a lot of it comes through facial expressions and tone for them because they might not understand every single word you're saying. For me, I've really had to work on my tone and make sure that that's where it needs to be. But that's where they connect with the most because if they can see, oh, mommy really loves me because she's talking to me in a way that, I can tell that the tone is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. And I think for the littles, that's what teaches the most. So if you know the words and if you know the tone, you don't have to worry if they don't know every single word. They're going to learn it over time. They know what you're saying. They're used to picking up context. That's how they learn everything, is
Yeah.
with context when they're tiny. But also when they say things like, can I disagree appropriately? They just say like properly, and then you might give them the words to say, knowing, okay, they want to do a disagree appropriately. I'm gonna have to tell them exactly the words to say right now. Like, so you'll say, mama, mama, may I, disagree
Oh no, I
appropriately,
spoon feed
properly,
my twins every single word, and if I want them to speak a specific way, they'll be like, cereal, cereal, and demanding. I'm like, oh, we don't talk like that. Let's ask. And then I spoon feed them every single word, and then as soon as they're done, I say, of course you can have some cereal.
Right. Because the biggest problem that parents run into, which actually makes things really hard, is giving in to all of that demanding behavior. It might be toddlers, it might be teens, but they give in to it. They talk back to it instead of saying, no, let's get back to our skills.
But I think a
Because
way
we
to
do go back to our
simplify.
skills, it's more simple.
Yeah, I was gonna say another way to simplify that is just to understand that they need to pre-teach pretty much every time, to not
When they're little.
expect that they're going to catch on the first time. And so just realizing, well, okay, we gotta give them something else. Do the pre-teach, do the praise every single time, spoon feed them the words. It's just easier that way. If you expect that, then you won't get as worn down or upset by expectations that weren't met. You won't fall into that expectation trap.
So these twins have used sign language sometimes when they have, not had, oh, I shouldn't say just the
Before their
twins,
verbal
even Clara,
capacities,
before
yeah.
they even have more verbal, they've used sign and just tones of and you change their tones so that we know the difference between what's calm and what's not calm. And always you've been using the word calm with them and teaching that. And that's probably one of the most important things to pre-teach. I know there's videos on that on my YouTube channel about how you were teaching Clara when she was young. We had a few videos that you took of that, which was fantastic. Really, it doesn't have to be complicated. You say, well, where are they at? Let's take them where they are and let's teach them the principle of this. And if we have to, let's spoon feed them the words they need. Let's do a lot of pre-teaching. I'm so glad you brought that up because the pre-teaching changes everything actually for the training. That is probably one of
That's
the
not
biggest
just for
things.
little kids either.
Yeah, absolutely. Paige, this has been so good. I'm so grateful that you were here to talk about self-government and how it is with toddlers and stuff, because I think some people think that's probably the hardest time because, their verbal skills and their impulse control and everything else is just not quite there. But you're right there in the throes of it. You got baby number four on the way, and everybody's going to be waiting to hear about the arrival of that little guy, which will be so fun. And then you'll have two and two. It's like perfect, perfect. Anyway, but I so appreciate this. And I hope that what we showed you on the app and talked about on the app will help you be more effective at teaching self-government. Go ahead and take a look. Again, not everything is there from the website. Still, teachingselfgovernment.com is going to be your main hub for things. But for simplicity in the moment, really use that app. That's what it's there for. So go to your app store, whether it's in Google or Apple or whatever kind of phone you have, go to your app store and just look for Teaching Self-Government. It should pop up. It's a free app. You can get it. And a majority of the stuff on there is free. There's a few things you might have to get ahead of time on the website so that you can access them there or log in if you already have them. But anyway, so go get the app, Teaching Self-Government, and we'll talk to you again next time. Bye.
You've been listening to the Teaching Self-Government podcast. For more information and resources to help unite your family, visit teachingselfgovernment.com.